and good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas listening area. As you know, you can hear this program every Monday right here at noon on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Join us on our Facebook page, if possible, at GRN South and Central TX Facebook group. Thank you to everyone tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, Castroville, and I want to also mention, thank you, San Antonio, 89.7 FM. I mentioned Castroville because our guests are coming from St. Louis Catholic Church, and Father Jean Moy, Martin Moy Catholic School. So great that everybody is tuned in. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, schools, churches, parishes, events, all that are going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, this hour, it's going to be fantastic. We'll be speaking with Frankie Kempf and also Dr. Kenneth Rohrbach. I'm glad that they came into the studio today, all the way from Castroville, Texas, to talk about the Blessed Father Jean Martin Moy Catholic School. And we're also going to tie in some discussion about St. Louis Catholic Church and Father Father J.O. out there and all the parishioners. So if you're listening, you're going to want to hear all about what's going on in Castroville. And it's booming out there. So we're going to have a great conversation. But before we begin those conversations, of course, let's get today's program started the way we should do all things. And that's in prayer, especially during this beginning of Easter. And, celebrated Easter, Holy Week last week. And also want to remind everybody, as we pray, ask the Lord to make his will known to you and for the grace to accomplish his will in loving obedience. Want to pray for our archdiocese, our Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Yannick, Bishop Cepeda, and retired Bishop Michael Boulette, and also all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, nuns, sisters, and all the religious out there. Want to keep them in prayer, and also pray for our country, our world, if you can. So let's start in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just like that, we are up and running, and I want to welcome everybody to In His Vineyard. As I said, we are going to be speaking with Frankie Kempf and Dr. Kenneth Rohrbach from Blessed Father Jean Martin Moy Catholic School. And before we do that, I want to cover some things that have happened. It's been 2 weeks since we've been on the air. You know, we had everybody had a beautiful Easter yesterday and a beautiful Holy Week. I know we did it in my household, and just want to say this: He is risen, and it is done. I love that saying because every year I say it, and he has risen and it is done. Thank you, Lord. Happy Easter to everyone. And, we're coming off our spring share-a-thon. So I want to thank everyone who contributed either one time, monthly, pledges, and also our matching gifts. Everybody who provided our matching gifts out there. Want to thank everyone for participating in our spring share-a-thon. We're trying to get to 100%, right, Ray? And we hit 105, right?
105, that's right, 105%. We hit it, we went over, and it was awesome. Thank you so much out there for supporting us, for keeping Catholic Radio on the air.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention Dr. Ray sitting in on this session too, our own Dr. Ray Lopez. So, Dr. Ray, welcome to the studio as well. I know your office is right next door. It's easy to get here. But, you know, I wanted to say that because Spring Share-a-thon, you know, it gets us through those first few months. You know, we had car raffle. And then, boom, we hit Share-a-thon. That helps us to get to that first quarter. And to surpass our goal is a big deal. And I want to thank each and every one of you out there. We are listener-supported, so that is a big deal.
Entirely listener-supported.
Entirely. Yep. So, you know, it's a big thank you to everyone out there. So thank you very, very much. And I want to tell you what's coming up. First of all, I had a pulpit talk out at the National Shrine of the Little Flower Basilica. Beautiful, beautiful place and beautiful church. And Father Gregory Ross, I'm so glad that he welcomed me. It was right before Share-a-thon. So what a blessing that was to be there to, you know, celebrate with the National Shrine of the Little Flower. And I tell you what, the parishioners out there were incredible. And a lot of them called in during the Share-a-thon. You know, I briefly mentioned it, and boy, the calls came in from Little Flower. So thank you to everyone out there for making me feel at home. It was a truly blessing to be there. And next, I want to talk about this because this is humongous. The Archdiocese of San Antonio joyfully announces and invites you to attend the priestly ordination.
Wow.
This is going to be huge. Three ordinations here. Deacon Luis Alonso de la Cruz, Deacon Luis Horacio Gomez Bustamante, and Deacon Jose Edgar Hernandez Suarez. Want to congratulate all three because they are going to be ordained.
Praise the Lord.
On, yes, Saturday, April 18th, over at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church on Thousand Oaks. It's going to begin at 10 a.m. And from what I've seen, right, these they get packed.
Oh, yeah. And it's a beautiful thing to see when you see the laying of the hands at a priestly ordination. And it sometimes it brings me to tears because you think about that. You think those hands laid on the hands
yep.
of the previous bishop all the way back to St. Peter. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible the richness we have in our Catholic faith.
It's going to be an incredible day. I want to mention that again, okay? Saturday, April 18th at 10 a.m. at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church on 1602 Thousand Oaks Drive, right here off 281. And again, congratulations to those being ordained, Deacon Luis Alonso de la Cruz, Deacon Luis Horacio Gomez Bustamante, and Deacon Jose Edgar Hernandez Suarez. Wow, congratulations, and that's going to be a beautiful, beautiful ordination. I know it will be. So, and the last thing, guess what's coming up this Thursday, everybody?
let me guess. Fishers of Men? Is that what it is?
It is the Fishers of Men 19th annual dinner. It's my dinner. I'll be hosting it. I'll be emceeing it. I'm excited because, you know, our keynote speaker is Matthew Leonard. And I know today was really the last day to purchase your table, your tickets. You might have maybe an hour, you know, to go into grnonline.com/events and click South and Central Texas Fishers of Men Benefit Dinner. We're going to honor Father Carlos Velasquez.
Father Carlos.
We just celebrated. I was at his anniversary. I think it was 25th anniversary over at San Fernando. And he is an incredible, incredible priest in our archdiocese. It's going to be an honor to have him there as our honoree. But again, keynote speaker is Matthew Leonard. It's going to be this Thursday, April 9th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Let's see, Holy Trinity Banquet Hall. That's where we're going to be having our incredible, incredible 19th annual 2026 Fishers of Men dinner. I'm excited to see everyone out there. I know it's going to be a great night. And I'll tell you what, that night goes by very quickly.
Yes, it does.
It goes quickly, but a nice steak dinner, caramelized carrots, mashed potatoes, all the fixings. It's going to be
a good steak. It's really high quality. Good steak dinner. Good wine.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great night. So thank you to everyone who has purchased their tickets, their tables. And I know, Frankie, you're going to be there. Doc, you're going to be here. And this is a great segue right here because I get to welcome our guests to the program, put the camera on them. And Dr. Kenneth Rohrbach, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
He is the headmaster for the Blessed Father Jean Martin Moy Catholic School, and also Frankie Kemp, who put this all together.
Love to be back.
Well, might want to turn your mic on there, Frankie. There you go.
How about that? Is that better?
That sounds better.
I'm glad to be back.
And, you know, it's exciting for you guys because there's a lot going on at, you know, St. Louis Catholic Church in Kerrville. There's a lot going on with the school that's going to be opening in the fall. We're going to be talking a lot about that. And so that's why, you know, I asked Dr. Ray, our own Dr. Ray, to sit in because, you know, he's very, very into the academia, right?
That's right. Yeah. But I'm the wish.com version of Dr. Ray. I'm not the real Dr. Ray. So.
You're our own internal Dr. Ray Lopez. So let's get started. And, you know, Frankie, I want to talk to you because, you know, you put this together. You're going to be at my fish. You both are going to be at the Fishers of Men dinner this Thursday. And so tell us a little bit about what's been going on at St. Louis Catholic Church. And then, you know, we'll lead into the school and introduce the school to all of our listeners out there.
Absolutely. Well, St. Louis Parish out in Castroville is exploding right now.
Yeah.
And not just because the population is moving that way. We are blessed with a pastor, Father Oscar.
Oh, he's awesome.
Who has done some phenomenal things. He's a priest, right? And the young people and people like me, the older people, are just drawn to his authenticity, his true Catholicism within the parish. We had to have overflow room for all the masses this weekend.
I was going to ask you, it must have been packed.
It's just, things are happening big time. Our elementary school, St. Louis, you know, I was on that committee too. 40 years ago when we started that.
Whoa.
And we started that school the same way we're starting this one, one grade at a time. And we were wondering, are we going to make it? Are we going to get there? Are we going to get there? We just completed a multimillion-dollar facility with more classrooms. That's now filled. So now we're overflowing with that. So the parish is growing. It's vibrant. And there's a lot of great things going on out there right now.
Wow, incredible. So, Frankie, thank you for that. And Dr. Kenneth, I want to introduce you to our listening audience. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
And you are going to serve as a headmaster.
I am, yes.
And so tell us a little bit about your background, where you came from. And I know you were superintendent over at Medina Valley.
I was. I was superintendent at Medina Valley from January of 16 until June of 22 when I retired.
Ooh, that's a long stretch.
Yeah, it was. It was good. But of course, with that area growing so fast, I spent a great deal of time dealing with growth. When I started there in January of 16, we had 4,400 kids. I think today they're pushing 11,000 in the school district. I know they're over 10 or 10-ish. So built a lot of buildings while I was there. But we did very well as a school district and had great results. But that area, as you said, is just booming. Spent a total of 31 years in public education. Started off as a middle school and high school math teacher. Moved into a high school principal.
Mathematics,
position.
I love
it. Yeah, it was great.
Is that what your doctorate is in, Doc?
No, it's in education.
Okay.
It's in education. But then I was high school principal down at Three Rivers for 10 years and was superintendent there for 6 before moving to Medina Valley. My roots are in Medina County, so it's good to be back home.
Amen.
Wow. And, you know, this weekend, as I'm for the Easter weekend, I was perusing, you know, different sites, and I came across a video that said Catholicism, Catholics, churches, masses are packed and at 3 times the amount of people.
Yep. All over the world.
All over the world. This is happening all over the world.
Yeah. France had over 21,000 catechumens coming into the church this Easter.
Wow.
Over 21,000. It's incredible.
Our faith, our religion is growing.
It's growing.
It's growing, and people are coming. They're coming back to the church. We have a lot of reverts. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of converts. And I'll tell you what, at our Mass, I know, you know, it's booming. It was packed. And it's so good to see that because, you know, for so long here, it's been since COVID, right? COVID shut us down, but we came back. God has made sure that his church came back.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so, you know, it's exciting. And as I go out to, you know, I did a pulpit talk out there at St. Louis. I sold some car raffle tickets out there at St. Louis Catholic Church. And, you know, was out there for the festival that you guys have. It was incredible. The growth out there, the amount of homes that are being built is, you know, 90 is, you guys are almost connected.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And so tell us about the community out there, because I think it says a lot, you know, when you got a booming Catholic church out there. Tell us about the community out there at St. Louis, because I know you guys have a lot of different ministries out there.
Yes, yes, for sure. We do. Well, Castroville is a unique little town, right? Affectionately known as the Little Alsace of Texas, right? The
yes.
roots from 1844, founded back then. We are in a strong growth period, but we're working real hard to maintain the identity that made our little town so awesome, right?
Right.
And so it's a challenge at times, but it's a welcoming community, right? Obviously, all are welcome, right?
Right.
And the parish is right in the middle of that growth. And right. is working hard to make sure that especially the Catholics that are moving out there are taken care of and serviced and provided for. And again, a lot of that goes back to Father Oscar and what they're putting together. So a lot of lay people involved. So Castroville is definitely on the grow. There are some growing pains. We won't deny that.
Right? I was just going to mention
only
that,
so yeah. many cars can fit on the road, right?
Yeah.
I retired last year as well from teaching. I actually taught in San Antonio, worked for the Northside District for many years. And the biggest reason I retired was the traffic. Just getting into San Antonio. But no, it's a good growth, I believe. A lot of good things are happening out there, and we're just great to be a part of it.
And, you know, the Moy Center, first of all, I want to ask, why was Blessed Jean-Martin Moy chosen as a school's patron? And how does this legacy shape y'all's mission moving forward? Let's start with the name, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Father Moy founded the congregation, the Sisters of Divine Providence, right? And they actually had their mother house there before they were in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Always had an influence. For a while, it was they kept the name Moy, but it became a military school for a while. And then the sisters came back out, and for the, most people today know it as their retreat house, right? The Moy Retreat House.
And I've been to an axe retreat there,
of course.
Correct.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Every weekend.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And so we were looking for a place that we could place this dream that we have of a classical Catholic middle and high school in Castroville.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a very large property that they have there. And it half is. Of that property has one building on it. And we just, in faith, asked the sisters, would you be interested in selling that if we can come up with the money?
Yeah.
And they said yes. And we thought, you know, the sisters were founded as an educational order. And what better name than Blessed Moy for our school, since that's where we're going to be. We now own half of that property, including what, if you went on a retreat, you remember the Rock House it was called?
I do.
You won't recognize it soon. It's going to be brought back to its original structure. We talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Jerry Hogue, who's kind of acting as our general contractor out there for us, is doing a fantastic job with it. And by opening day, Doctor, we should have it ready for you to open.
We should. We might be moving furniture in at midnight, but we'll have it ready.
Dr. Kenneth seems to think it's kind of going to come down to the wire, huh?
It might, but we'll have volunteers ready.
Yeah. So ground has been broken, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And so the building is going up.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to start with sixth grade?
Sixth grade only next year. And then we'll add a grade each subsequent year.
Okay, so those students that are in the elementary school, which is booming, right?
Right.
They can easily transition over to the sixth grade, and then you just keep building a class on top of that.
Definitely, and that was the vision of the group that originally formed and came together and said, how can we continue a Catholic education for our children?
All right, well, that music means we got to take a break, but we're going to come back and talk about everything about the school. I can't wait to get into the weeds with you guys. So, listeners, sit tight. We'll be right back.
Are you seeking a greater knowledge and love of the Catholic faith? Would you like to grow in that knowledge in a welcoming and enjoyable online environment with like-minded learners? That's why the GRN Academy was founded, to be a fully online platform for everyday believers to learn while building community. To see the classes being offered through GRN Academy in our next session, beginning the week of April 13th, please visit grnonline.com/academy. That's grnonline.com/academy.
The month of April is dedicated to the Most Holy Eucharist. I adore you, Jesus, true God and true man, present in the Holy Eucharist. Kneeling before you and united in spirit with all the faithful on earth and all the saints in heaven, in gratitude for so great a blessing. I love you with all my heart, for you are worthy of all praise and adoration. Lord Jesus Christ, may I never offend you with my lack of love. May your Eucharistic presence refresh me in body and soul. Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us and obtain for us a greater love for Jesus. Amen.
Gordy Zambrano here, inviting all men and women to our 2026 Fishers of Men Dinner to be held on Thursday, April 9th at Holy Trinity Catholic Church Banquet Hall. Come enjoy a delicious steak dinner and an incredible talk by Matthew Leonard. Our honoree is Father Carlos Velasquez from San Fernando Cathedral. To purchase your tickets or sponsor a table, go to grnonline.com. Click on the events tab and go to 2025 South and Central Fishers of Men. See you there. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to In His Vineyard. So glad that you joined us today for this noon hour. Wow, that music is pretty long today. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas Listening Hour. You know, we're having some great conversation during the break here, but I'm glad to welcome Frankie Kemp and Dr. Kenneth Rohrbach here to the studio, as well as our own Dr. Ray. And, you know, we're talking about the Blessed Father Jean-Martin Moy Catholic School out in Castroville. And of course, that is adjacent to St. Louis Catholic Church, where Father J.O. Presides as a pastor over there. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, the lead in from the elementary school that you have currently right now that's at capacity.
Right.
For those students that are, you know, they go through the fifth grade up to fifth grade, and then boom, they go across the street, sixth grade, you start at sixth grade. And we were talking about, you know, the classical, I guess it would be the classical Catholic model of education. And I know Dr. Ray had a question on that.
Yeah. So what does, sixth graders, right?
Sixth graders,
middle school. So what's the curriculum look like at a high level? What sort of curriculum are we going to be introducing to our students at a high level?
We're going to be using a classical Catholic liberal education model.
Yep.
Much like is being used at St. Peter's in Boerne.
Okay.
In fact, we're collaborating with Melanie Brentnell, the principal mm-hmm. there, and mm-hmm. have visited the school and discussed curriculum at length. So looking forward to that. But it's the classical model, teaching kids how to think, not what to think.
Yep.
More of an exploratory form of education where they learn how to learn.
Yep.
And reading great works of literature.
I was going to ask. I mean, basically, they go right to the source,
right.
Not through some filtered textbook.
Exactly.
They go right to the source. Yeah.
Using mm-hmm. the Socratic method,
mm-hmm.
Going back to philosophy.
Yep.
And questioning the why. We want kids to be able to you know, discern truth from fiction, truth from propaganda. They spend so much time on devices, And a lot of times they don't know how to discern what's true and what's not.
That's right.
And so we want them to have those reasoning skills in life to be lifelong learners, but also to be critical thinkers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the wonderful things about a Catholic-based education is that you've got that foundation of Catholicism there. So you can actually go off and look at different ways of thinking, but you've always got your foundation I think that's what a lot of education misses nowadays is that foundation from which to explore.
Exactly. And I think what's important too is religion, Catholicism is not just a period of the day in the school.
Yeah.
It's something that's woven through the whole curriculum all day, every day. Which is a little bit different take, I think, than what you normally see in a classical or in a Catholic school.
Yeah.
That classical model incorporates it throughout the curriculum.
Exactly.
One of the things I'm most excited about is our religion curriculum that we'll use. We're using a curriculum from Sophia Teachers called Spirit of Truth. And it starts every unit focusing on what parts of the catechism will be touched that week, what parts of scripture will be touched, saints, and great works of religious art. So it's all tied together. Interesting, as we were reviewing that curriculum, at the Moy School, our mascot is the shepherd. And the very first...
I was going to ask you that. The shepherd.
The shepherd. So
so the fighting shepherds.
We're the fighting shepherds.
All right.
So the German shepherd dog is also known as an Alsatian shepherd. And being that we have Alsatian roots, but also going back to Christ, the good shepherd, and being shepherds for the church. But the very first lesson in our religion curriculum is Christ, the good shepherd. And I just thought that was interesting with our school.
Absolutely. It's a great start.
It is.
And so, for example, what do you have any idea what some of the ancient texts or the original texts that these sixth graders are going to be looking at starting next year?
I don't right now. Okay, yeah. No, okay. I'm still working through that.
But
they will go back to those original texts as they go through the curriculum.
Absolutely. I think I have one of my secret plans for taking over the world is to set up a great books college here somewhere in South Texas somewhere. I've been wanting to do that for years. But I think going back to like Aristotle, going back to Aquinas, going back to Augustine, who in his Confessions, that's one of the greatest works of psychological literature, I think, is the Confessions. Going back to those and having the students look at that and say, why did they write like this? What was the intent? You know, and that right there opens up huge, huge avenues for thinking. And then even with the math too,
with mathematics
as well. I think going back and understanding the why,
not just the how.
Exactly.
The way you learn it long term.
Yeah, exactly. Because right now all they're doing in public education is just the grinding out the calculations.
Yeah,
and they don't know why they did it.
We all learned how to solve certain types of problems for a test and then we forget it.
Exactly.
With this model, you learn it for the long term.
Exactly. Yeah, we were talking about that before the show. We were talking about how whenever I've taught calculus, I give them a whole series on just change and movement to talk about why that's important to be able to measure that. And it's like, oh, well, calculus, that's what it's about.
Right.
So, and they're like, oh, their eyes just open up. Like, I've been integrating for years. And I didn't understand why, what integration's all about. I was like, now I know.
And we recognize, too, that our students are not familiar with this model of education.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to have to wade into it, you know, as we start the year. But I think they'll adapt pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think they will, too, especially with the religious formation as intertwined in there.
Right.
Because my kids went to Catholic schools their whole, you know, from K through 12. And you're right. There was a religious class. There was weekly mass. But for the most part, the courses didn't integrate,
right,
you know, the Catholic cultural perspective, you know, in everything, which is the way it should be done.
And, you know, my perspective of my years in education is we underestimate what these students can handle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
100% agree.
Dr. Robach says we're gonna kind of wade into it, and obviously we know what that means, but we don't have to go real slow.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
The students are very capable of adapting, and once they get the taste of it,
absolutely,
they're gonna hang on.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
They're learning the truth. And it's like, and if social media has done one good thing in our culture, it's shown that there is no truth to be found in the culture.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Dr. Kenneth, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, St. Peter the Apostle Catholic School, because they came on my program, sat in those chairs that you're sitting in. And, you know, like them, you know, you're starting from, well, not from scratch. You've got an elementary school. I believe they do, too. But, you know, the funding aspect of it is a big deal. And I know they're still going through that. How is the fundraising? I know you had you have a goal of $4 million, right? And you're halfway there. So I don't know which one of y'all want to attack this, but Frankie, you probably do this justice. But where are y'all at with that funding goal?
Sure,
and what does that look like?
We're right at the halfway point right now. So we're able to fund what we're doing, including the construction of the building and things like that. But we want to operate comfortably, right? We want to be able to operate without worrying about what's going to happen. And so we've set the goal. We need $2 million more dollars.
Yeah.
We are working very hard. We are communicating with various foundations that are out there. Some of those things take time, right? But we've had tremendous support from the local folks.
Yeah.
Because almost all of that original $2 million is from local, the small.
Right. Wow.
Wow. Guys.
And so we've got a couple of big donors that have, we're going to have the two classrooms named after someone of their choice in the family.
Right.
What we're really looking for is that person that would really like to honor their family members, because the building is a very historic building. There's a rich history behind it. I won't bore you with all of that. I will tell you, there's an identical building to our building at Hemisphere Plaza. And
there's similarities. I saw that.
Well, the Alfred Giles was the architect from back in the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the same. But we want to name that building after somebody. We're looking for a big donor, and that's $1 million contribution. And
wow.
they will name the building after them or a loved one. I really want to do that.
Yeah.
And so, but then again, we got the foundation. So, Dr. Rohrbach, I don't have anything to add to that, but we like the way it's going. But anytime you take on an endeavor like this or like a radio station, it seems to me like this might be what we're going to be doing for a long time. You know? But you know what? So what?
Yeah.
That's what it's a worthwhile cause. It's an eternal cause.
That's right. You want to leave it for the kids out there, right?
Absolutely.
Because right now they go to your elementary school up to fifth grade and then disappear on you.
We don't want that.
They go to a public middle school and then Medina Valley, I take it?
Right.
Yes.
And that's a great school district.
Great
that
school
is a
district.
Fantastic school district, yes. but it ain't Catholic.
Right. And it can't be.
It can't be, exactly. By definition, it can't be. Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
Wow. So that, you know, leading up to that, I mean, once you start this fall, that's the plan this fall.
Yeah.
Those fifth graders are going to bleed into that first class, sixth grade. So they're going to be the first graduating class.
Oh, and we already have applications. Dr. Rohrbach's already done interviews. Yeah, I'll let you expand on that if you want.
We've had students apply. We've been conducting interviews. Great kids. So excited to have them in the school. They have a light, and it's so refreshing when you ask a fifth grade student, you're talking a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, you know, why do you want to come to Moy School? And their response is, I want to grow in my faith.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, that's big.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's big. And it warms my heart to know that they have that joy for
Gives
Christ.
You hope for the future.
Right, joy for the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're just fantastic kids. So really, really looking forward to welcoming this inaugural class. And, you know, I get to tell them, you know, you get to name the mascot and you get to write the school song and develop the school motto and the school crest. And they get so excited about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll be the first Moy Shepherds, and it's going to be great.
Wow.
And I'm looking at your website right now. It's Moye school.com.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Moye school.com. And so for those parents that are listening right now, especially those that live in the surrounding areas of Castroville, Who did they contact to get that interview, to get that first step?
And contact me. They can go to our website, and on there, there's a link to the application, which is through FACTS, F-A-C-T-S. It's very easy to fill out. Yeah. Once we receive that completed application, I will contact them to schedule a student interview. But, of course, they're always welcome to call me. Right now, we don't have a school phone, but I'm more than willing to give out my cell phone number for anybody that liked that.
That is the school phone.
That is the school phone number right, right now. That's right. But understand your kid does not currently have to be going to St. Louis School. You don't have to be Catholic.
That's right.
We have some public school students who have applied. We have some non-Catholic students who have applied, and we're happy to welcome them into our school. But I can give out my phone number if y'all'd like, if anyone wants to contact me.
Sure, if somebody's listening out there that, you know, needs information, go ahead.
Yeah, my number is 361-449-5336.
361-449-5336. That's Dr. Kenneth Warbach's number
for
info.
If you want to send me an email, it's Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, dot Rohrbach, R-O-H-R, B-A-C-H, at moyschool.com.
And that's M-O-Y-E.
Right, M-O-Y-E, moyschool.com.
Wow, so yeah, that, you know, there may be some out there listening that are like, wow, you know, we're going to move out to Castroville.
Yeah.
We need to start planning ahead and get the kids situated. So hopefully your phone is ringing off the hook and your email box inbox is just full.
Amen. We will be happy to talk with you, definitely.
And but it's definitely more than just St. Louis. Right? You know, in fact, interesting, we just had a meeting with the Archdiocese and Dr. Marty and Dr. Vidari and various other. And what was reemphasized to us is, remember, for the future, this is coming from them.
Right.
This is going to be a regional school. Because of what we offer, and we haven't talked a lot about that, but we're going to have an academic and a craft path that students can pick. And we're talking about, you know, masonry or you know, art.
Electrician.
Masonry,
more
art,
of the crafts.
More of the crafty. Yes. So
Woodworking.
Yes.
Carpentry, woodworking.
Yes. Arts.
Arts.
And yep. So that students can pick a path and go academic, or they can take that craft. And this is something that is in high demand across the country.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
And we are actually working with some big figures in the country.
Yes.
Who know that.
Oh, wow.
And are keeping an eye on us, because down the road, we think we might be that button that they can go to and say,
right,
Moy, that's where you go if you want to learn the
exactly,
craft or
exactly.
if you want to take that classical.
Oh, that's a huge thing right now. It's part of being integrated with classical education, because not only do you know what beauty is, you learn how to make something beautiful, right out of wood, painting. Yeah, and
it goes together, stained glass,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And the skills are going away now. They're not there anymore.
And they're in demand.
And they are in very high demand. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I've heard stories about how their metal workers and carpenters and woodworkers can demand really high salaries right now, because they're in demand. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm looking at the website, and I love sports. I grew up playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have sports.
Yes, we
and
are.
You're, have to. Tell us how that's going to look. What are you going to introduce first?
Well, it's going to be based upon the numbers that we have, right, as we start. So we'll actually have to start with some of the smaller sports based on numbers. We're only one grade at a time.
Yeah.
So I can foresee like cross-country track.
Tennis.
Golf. Tennis. Those types of sports. But having said that, keep in mind, we have intentions of having a football team at TAPS someday.
That's going to be awesome.
We're going to have an AIL middle school football team.
Yep.
Girls volleyball, girls basketball, softball, baseball, all the major sports ultimately, right? But we're going to do it the right way.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not going to force it. We're going to bring it in. And we've been working with that. We know that, and especially at the middle school, we can actually combine with some of the other schools that may not have the numbers, and we can put a combined team together until both of them are bringing
up. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah. So the Archdiocese has a really good plan for that, and we're going to take advantage of that and join in on that for sure. So
there's some athletes out there.
Yes, there will be sports. And we have a lot of really good coaches and ex-athletes in our community that have already offered volunteer time. So we'll be doing camps and that. So, yeah, a lot of good things coming.
When we come back, I want to talk about that more because that is a big interest to me. Everybody hang tight. We'll be right back after a couple of announcements.
Hi, this is Matthew Leonard, author, speaker, and founder of The Science of Sainthood. Join me for this year's Fishers of Men Benefit Dinner in San Antonio, where I'll be your keynote speaker. We'll be at Holy Trinity Banquet Hall, Thursday, April 9th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Together, let's celebrate Catholic Radio on the GRN, and this year's honoree, Father Carlos Velasquez, rector for San Fernando Cathedral. Register now at grnonline.com/FOM. See you there.
The Adoration Sodality of the Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hansville, Alabama, is a prayer group for laity, priests, and religious brothers and sisters to spiritually join in the nuns' mission of adoring our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Members commit themselves to an hour of Eucharistic adoration on a monthly, weekly, or daily basis at a monstrance or tabernacle at the parish of their choice. Learn more about becoming a member at iadorethee.com.
Would you like to grow in your knowledge of the Catholic faith and sacred scripture while learning in a welcoming online interactive community with trusted instructors alongside fellow students? The GRN Academy's next session of classes begins the week of April 13th with instructors Monsignor Charles Pope, Julie Carrick, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, Zach Allen, and Dave Palmer. To see the full list of classes being offered through the GRN Academy and to register, visit grnonline.com/academy. That's grnonline.com/academy.
Fullness of Truth is hosting its Summer Catholic Family Conference June 5th through the 7th. The Catholic Culture Revival 3.0 will be held at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Round Rock, Texas. Conference speakers include Father Chad Ripperger, Kyle Clement, Jennifer Baugh, and Jesse Romero. There will also be a Saturday youth track and family-friendly activities. There's even a comedy show with Catholic convert Shane Smith. Conference registration and hotel information can be found on their website, fullnessoftruth.org. That's fullnessoftruth.org.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to In His Vineyard, and we're having a great, great conversation with our friends from Castroville, Frankie Kemp, Dr. Kenneth Rohrbach. And we are talking about the Blessed Father Jean-Martin Moy Catholic School out in Castroville, Texas. And I want to pick up where we left off. And yeah, we want to get to some of the things we talked about here at the break. But yeah, lastly, let's wrap it up with the sports talk, right?
Yeah. Well, I would just tell you this. Any parents that are listening to this and you want your child to be exposed to sports and athletics, we think that's vital. Absolutely. That's part of developing of the person, right? We're going to have it, and we're going to have it first rate.
Yeah.
Okay. We will work it as a pace that we have based on the number of students, but what we do is going to be done first rate.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And you've got some athletes out there in Castroville. I remember Medina Valley won the state championship back in the 80s or 90s. Yep. I can't remember.
And really great coaches, and a lot of them are Catholic, and so they'll bring that win when they come.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're talking about specialized camps as well that we'll make available to our students. And so, no, your child being able to participate in athletics is not something you have to worry about if they come to Moy.
I can't wait till that one day. State champs or NAIA champs. Shepherds.
That's the first thing I told the committee. That's kind of what I'm on. I'm on the athletic
You'll
part,
probably right? be playing St. Peter's Birdie, too.
Yeah, right? It might be. That'd be good.
I know, Ray, you had a question regarding, is it accreditation or vouchers?
Yeah, so first of all, there's the TEFA, the voucher system that the state has set up, and I think Doc, you said that the applications are closed. However, if you've gotten approval for a voucher and you're looking for somewhere to spend your voucher at a good school. I think you guys are set up for that now,
right? We have been approved to accept TEFA funds.
Amen.
And as of this morning, we are listed as a school in Odyssey, which is the platform parents use for their TEFA funds. So if you are awarded those funds and you haven't committed to where your child's going to go to school, consider MOI. We can help you with that and can accept those funds, and we are accredited.
So talk about the accreditation process.
We have an accreditation visit from Texas Conference of Catholic Bishops Education Department a few weeks ago, and received word a few days later that we did receive our provisional accreditation. So you don't have to worry about that either. We're fully accredited and ready to go.
Amen. Amen. It sounds like this is going very well so far. Absolutely. And another question I asked you, Doc, in the break, but the use of technology, right? I mean, that has been one of the big awful things that has kind of come up recently with AI now. I mean, kids are using AI to not think anymore, right? So what's going to be the philosophy of the use of technology at your school?
So technology will have very limited use in our school.
Amen.
Paper, pencil-driven curriculum. It doesn't mean kids won't use technology, because in the world we live in, they have to know how to use it. They have to know how AI works.
Yep.
They have to know those things, but it won't be the driver of our instruction.
Yep.
When you walk into a classroom at MOI, it's going to be paper, pencil.
And Socratic method.
Exactly, method, and that using that reasoning, that logic, to arrive at the truth, which is the ultimate goal of a Catholic, classical, liberal education, truth, beauty, and goodness.
Absolutely.
And
living a good life, living a happy life. Yep, exactly. And I think also, you know, one of the things that I have focused on with my students is talking about how even the most powerful AIs like ChatGPT or whatever, they do what's called hallucinating. They make stuff up.
Right.
They make stuff
that's
up.
Right.
And you
that's
have to know how to separate the wheat from the chaff. You know, how are you going to know that? Well, having a good Catholic classical education is a really good way to help you do that.
Exactly.
Yep. No doubt. Yep.
And I hope you don't mind me throwing in at this point, but we are looking for educators to join our
teachers.
Team. Yes, I'm looking for teachers at this point. If you go to our website, moischool.com, there is a link there where you can apply to teach at our school. I'll be happy to meet with you and talk through that and let you know what that looks like. But if you're interested in teaching at a Catholic classical school, we'd love to talk to you.
And that also includes training, right?
Yes.
I mean, like, where are we going to colleges?
Nice. We will, those, yes.
If you maybe don't have that classical background, but you're intrigued by it, if you're a good teacher, that's the first thing.
That's right.
You can learn how to be a classical educator,
right? And there will be a great deal of training this summer for whoever gets hired, and for me as well. we are working with the ICLE. The Institute for Catholic Liberal Education to get that training, and we're very excited about it.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
And, you know, the school is going to be led by how many years did you have in public school?
31.
31. And then, Frankie, I know you're going to be part of the school. How many years did you
35.
Have at Northside? 35. So there is a lot of, I guess.
A little bit of knowledge there. A little bit of knowledge.
There's like almost 70-some years of knowledge there. So I think y'all are off to a great start. You know, and talking about the vouchers and talking about, you know, how do you get your student involved and who to contact. I want to make sure there could be somebody out there that said, man, I missed that number for Dr. Kenneth Rohrbach. His number is 361-449-5336. 361-449-5336. Or you can email Dr. Kenneth at Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, .Rohrbach, and that's R-O-H-R-B-A-C-H, at moischool.com. And Moy is spelled M-O-Y-E.
Correct.
Hopefully that, you know, we get a lot of interest, and you guys are always welcome to come back here. Any other information that parents need to know out there about, you know, how to get involved, how to get more involved. You know, do you have to be a parishioner at St. Louis Catholic School, Catholic Church? You know, questions like this come up, you know, by a lot of people, especially when it comes to a Catholic school. You know, do I have to be involved? Do I have to be contributing? What do I have to do?
Well, I mean, best thing to do is go to moischool.com. First of all, that's a packed website. It's got a frequently asked
questions. It's a great website, yeah.
Frequently asked questions section. A lot of information there. You know, do you have to be involved? Do you have to? I'm going to say yes. but that's part yeah, of it, yeah. right? You know,
the community.
If you want to come to our type of school and want your child to be educated that way, then that involves you.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep.
And so to say you could just bring your kids and drop them off and forget about them, I don't think it's going to work for you.
Good point.
That's you actually might not get past the interview process with Dr. Arbaugh. Because that, you know, but I mean that in a positive way, right? And, yeah. and anybody that's interested in our school yeah. understands that.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
They understand that, right?
Yeah.
Parental involvement is just critical.
That's yeah. I mean, that's like basics 101 of education, right? If parents right. parents aren't involved, then
right.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
And I was going to say also, if you're out there and you're like, you really aren't sure what a Catholic liberal education is, the what you mentioned before, the ICLE site is a great site.
Great site.
It's a CatholicLiberalEducation.org. Great site that kind of goes over what the whole philosophy is, what the curriculum is.
Yeah.
And I think if any Catholic parent looks at that and then you go, whoa, I did yeah. not know this existed. This is pretty cool.
Yeah. And the neat thing about it is, you know, now with the TEFA funds, I mean, it opens the doors for opportunities for students that never had it before.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we can reach out, right? And that's, it's a blessing. It's just yeah. a blessing.
I want to ask both of you, where do you see the school in 10 years?
That's a great question.
Where do y'all see it going?
Well, in 10 years, we will already have 4 graduating classes.
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
We will have one of the graduating classes will be getting ready to graduate from college. Probably more than likely from a classically educated college, university.
Yep.
In my dream is it's fully up, running, and operational.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, our sports program is in place, our academic program is in place, our craft program is in place. I can see by this point we've got a couple of more buildings either under construction or completed in construction.
Yeah.
If you go online to that moyschool.com and you look what our vision is for our quad, it's going to be remarkable.
I see the renderings.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's going to be huge.
Yeah. So we're dreaming big, and it's all with the good Lord's help and his assistance, and we're going to go where he wants us
from.
To go. Yep. But We're gonna shoot for the stars, right? We want it to be, because who's it for ultimately, right? It's for the kids,
right?
And it's for greater glory and honor of God.
Yep.
Right. That's
yep.
what this is all about, and so we hope that He'll bless us.
Now we talked about the funding efforts. You're at you're halfway there
right.
to your goal. What other challenges do you see that may come up that you're going to need some help overcoming?
Well, that's one
besides the funding. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think just getting the word out, right?
Yeah.
Let them people know, okay, y'all are excited about, but exactly what is it that you have? Because quite honestly, even our committee, when we started this endeavor, most of us didn't even know we knew the classical yeah. Catholic sounded good and we heard a little bit about it, but what does it mean? And I think once the message gets out, once people realize what it is that we offer, it's an automatic growth.
Yeah.
Because it's for the good of the kids.
Exactly.
And I think there's been some hesitancy along the way. I can't speak today. Hesitancy about are they really going to open? We are really going to open.
Yeah.
We have approval to open. We have our provisional accreditation. And in August, Blessed Moy School is opening.
Yeah.
And furnishings, equipment, we are loaded.
Oh, that's a blessing.
We had a blessing given to us last summer of a school that had closed in Austin. And as long as it was going to a school, we made, 3 or 4 trips up there with trailers.
Wow.
And we have desks. We have what we need.
If it wasn't nailed down, we took it.
We have it.
Even if it was nailed down, we took some of it.
So now we can put our funds to... other
right.
things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, yeah, we're ready. We're ready to go.
I love it. Yeah. That's why I asked that question. Yeah, it looks like you guys are ready.
You've got the building. You've got the furniture. You've got students. You're getting teachers.
We're ready.
I mean,
getting the training.
Getting training. I mean, you guys are ready. So this is serious. Yeah.
Parish support, pastor support, archdiocesan support. We're there. Yeah. We're ready to roll, right?
I think Father J.O. is a big part of this. I mean, he's a very, very smart man. He's just a really smart guy.
Yeah, he is.
I think he saw this from a long distance. Say, we need that. Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
Father J.O. is awesome. He welcomed me with open arms, and I'll tell you what, he's going to be an integral part of this. And, you know, we mentioned, you know, Mass. You're going to keep that going as a Catholic tradition. You go to school, you go to Mass.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I remember Wednesdays at Holy Rosary when I was growing up, first through fifth grade. Wednesdays were enchilada day and Mass.
our students will attend Mass one day a week, and they will also attend adoration another day.
Oh, during the introducing wonderful. Adoration.
So they will have adoration every week.
And confession.
And confession.
And confession. Yeah.
So are you going to have a chapel built right there on the campus?
No, we'll use St. Louis Church now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right across the street.
That's true.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
But they will have Mass, adoration, and confession weekly.
Yeah. Yeah, so if somebody wants to donate $100 million for a new chapel.
Bring it.
We'll name it after them.
We'll name it after them.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you guys because I know we're running here. We're pretty close to ending our session here. But I want to thank you, Frankie, and Dr. Kenneth for coming on. And, you know, I want to share that information again. This is for the any information you need. You can go to the website. Moyschool.com, MOYEschool.com. There you can see the renderings that I'm looking at right now of what the school is going to look like, or information on if you're interested in enrolling your student, your child. And if you have questions, you can always call Dr. Kenneth. And thank you, Dr. Kenneth, for providing your cell phone number. I hope it rings off the hook.
I hope it does too.
And let me give you that number before the music starts. 361-449-5336.
Right.
All right, 361-449-5336. Thank you very much. Dr. Ray, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You got it, guys. Thank you. That's going to wrap us up today for In His Vineyard. Have a blessed week. God bless. I love you guys. Take care.
Transmitting the treasures of our Catholic faith to your radio every day. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul. Would you like to grow in your knowledge of the Catholic faith and sacred scripture while learning in a welcoming online interactive community with trusted instructors alongside fellow students? The GRN Academy's next session of classes begins the week of April 13th with instructors Monsignor Charles Pope, Julie Carrick, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, Zach Allen, and Dave Palmer. To see the full list of classes being offered through the GRN Academy and to register, visit grnonline.com/academy. That's grnonline.com/academy.
Do you know that San Antonio has a medical practice that was named under the patronage of St. John Paul II? Dr. Stephen and Amber Pilkington opened Dignity Women's Center for the purpose of providing authentic women's health care in the area of OBGYN and mental health. Dignity Women's Center offers total women's health care and professional counseling in line with church teaching. You can learn more about the various services from Dr. Stephen and Amber Pilkington at dignitywomencenter.com.
Catholic Radio gives us something all day, every day, to fill our lives with our faith. We are completely inundated by the world constantly. Every time you go out shopping, the music that's playing, the visuals that you see, TV, everything. We need Catholicism filling our minds.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio, on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.